Okay, this is a project that we've been thinking about for a while. Really all three of us worked on it. I got started with it after we saw some pictures of some yellow material that had been in bales. But we'd been thinking about it before that. And then I got the other two guys involved in it, and we all put our heads together and came up with some ideas. And our crew didn't get ready to run it as fast as I had hoped. And so I had a week of annual leave I took while most of the testing was done. So it really was a multiple effort. Plastic contamination, U.S. cotton, this is a review pretty much. Historically known to be free of contamination. Recently there's been some small increase in it. Some of it has been John Deere module wrap. Plastic contamination can be fibrous, which I think is a bigger problem, rope, string, and fabric. We really have made the people that talk about this make a big effort on this. However, the sheet material I haven't heard as much about. I know in the past I've heard about agricultural mulch and grocery bags in cotton, and I haven't heard a whole lot more about it. And now we have this new material that's intentionally put in the module or on the module, whereas the other two should be kept out completely. I know they can't be. Some people probably assume that the gin and the mill cleaning equipment will remove this type of plastic, and the cheap plastic will not interfere with spinning at the mill. These are both incorrect, and we're going to look more at the gin processing. But we found no data, so we believe in data. So we decided it was time to go get some data. This is one picture that I was sent of some material that was in a bale that got sent back. There's a bunch of pictures of this. I don't need to go over them. So our study, we intentionally inserted pieces of plastic in the seed cotton. We processed it with our microgin, which is normal ginning equipment cut down to a foot in width, and then just determined where the plastic went. We cut the plastic into several sizes, mixed them into seed cotton, one size and plastic type at a time. We ginned that material, and then we put in more seed cotton. Well, there's a slide on that. Examine all exit streams for plastic material. All our we have more data than we have in the paper, but there's more in the paper than I'm going to present. These are the plastics we included. The John Deere module wrap with both layers stuck together is certainly one product. When I observed some of these module handlers, and I could see that the two layers came apart, even in the sticky part of it. And then there's the tail. So we went ahead and treated these two layers separately. We don't have a real reason to believe they were different, and it turned out they weren't very different. But when the two layers are stuck together, it was different. Then we had polyethylene irrigation tubing. I've heard it mentioned. I haven't heard of it actually being a problem, but we had some of that. Shopping bags. Our Walmart bags are white, and we want a different color for everything, so we didn't use Walmart bags. We used another brand of bag. It's pretty much the same thing. And then agricultural mulch film, and for this I went up to Missouri and got some that had been in the field for a year, I think, and it was still pretty, it was chopped up into a lot of pieces, but there was still a lot of it there. And ice bags. We went out to collect some of these shopping bags in a cotton field and found all these ice bags. Well, it was a different kind of plastic. It felt different, and there was one of these Stop and Shop, it wasn't Stop and Shop, but it was like one of these gas stations with beer and ice. And evidently people were taking their ice bags and just tossing them because they had blown out in this cotton field. So I said, well, let's include them too. The sizes we used, 1x1, 1x3, 2x4, 3x3, and 3x6. I thought the 3x6, considering our gin is a foot wide, might have been the largest we should use for a test. Also, if a big piece of plastic gets in your module feeder, it's going to get torn up into smaller pieces, and that's what's going to enter the gin, I believe. And so that's why I looked at the smaller pieces. 3x6 isn't real small, I don't think. So we had 7 plastics, 5 sizes, for a total of 35. I called them tests. Plastic pieces were mixed with seed cotton in random order, processed in the microgen, examined all exits for plastic, and then we ginned more seed cotton until either we found all the plastic we put in, which happened sometimes, and or we couldn't find any more plastic, which happened sometimes too. This is plastic that didn't make it to the lint, but was in the test and went through machinery and was taken out. This is some other plastic that most of it didn't get into the lint. But you can see some of it's more torn up. It got caught in one of the machines, it looks like. This is the mulch. And then I started to look at data. Now I'm an engineer, so I like to look at plots of data. So I looked at this one first. Well, we arranged the data, and it looked like that. Now, this is what we got out of the lint, that the smaller pieces mostly didn't make it, and the larger pieces did. And so this plot shows that that's sort of generally true. There's certainly a shape here to this. Yeah, here it is. Whoop. Oh. Okay, there's a shape here that leads you to think, well, the bigger the piece, the more likely it'll make it through. But not always the case. Some of them, none of them made it through of the large piece. So then I looked at the thickness of the plastic, and it looked like the thicker plastic generally was taken out by the gin equipment, but the thinner plastic tended to be less likely to be taken out. But again, that wasn't always true. So I created this other thing, which may not mean much to a lot of people. Took the area of the piece that I put in there, or we put in there, divided it by the thickness of the plastic, and that looks like a plot that some people would call great data. It looks good to me. It shows that, yes, the area of the piece and the thickness of the piece says a lot about what will be removed by ginning equipment. Smaller pieces are taken out, like a small piece of this John Deere module wrap, which is fairly thick, would behave a lot like a normal gin trash, normal piece of a stalk of a plant, and that your machines are designed to take that out, and so it does take it out. Okay, general guidelines of what we found. Small, one by one, and lightweight was removed in a cylinder cleaner, more likely. Heavier and larger material removed in the extractors. And this plant has a extractor feeder but a stick machine ahead of that. So those were the extractors. The extractor has removed more material, 56%. The lint had the next largest portion, 17%. The cylinder cleaners, 10%. And the motes, gin stand and lint cleaner, had the smallest at 4%. So if this material makes it to the gin stand, you know, the odds are it's going to end up in the lint, which I guess makes sense. The lint cleaners do not take this material out. 12% was not found. That was more than I hoped, but it chops it up pretty good sometimes, and some of it was white. So I think a lot of that made it into the lint, but I'm not sure. We didn't find it, so we don't know where it is. I believe in data. Advice, I think this is really important. A significant amount of plastic was found in the lint. Gin managers are encouraged to take all reasonable measures to keep plastic out of seed cotton. This is what some other speakers had just said. Shopping bags and plastic mulch is mostly out in the field. The producers especially need to be encouraged to not let that stuff blow up on the plants and get out there and even remove it. Module wrap, that's more your responsibility. Your man people that are running that machine that's removing the wrap, make sure they understand how important this is. And I know once you take the wrap off that module, it collapses, and whatever's under it, it's going to be real hard to see and real hard to get out of there. So they need to be very careful how they do what they're doing. I have time for some questions if anyone wants to ask about what we found. Yes, sir.
I might have missed it, but what if you had a particle of plastic the size of the ballpoint end and you dumped in a handful of that size, or maybe it was a very very small piece. Did you ever try that size and see if that would come out or not?
We didn't have anything smaller than 1x1, but based on what we did, I would expect virtually all of that to be taken out. But you're never going to get it all, so you do want to be careful not to put any more in there than you have to. But I would expect that to be taken out in the cleaning equipment.
I was assuming that if it's smaller, it'd be hung in the top.
That's possible.
And it wouldn't ever come out.
That's possible. A lot of the stuff that stays in the lint has tiny little hooks on it. That's part of the cotton plant. And most plastics won't have that, although you see some pieces that might. So I probably shouldn't have even said I think it'd be taken out, because we don't have any of that on it. I'm sorry. Another question? Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you.